Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBSRadio.com. And I wanted just to welcome everybody to a Monday. It's a new moon. New moon. It's all about always new beginnings. That's a big thing here. Anybody that listens to the show, it's about living in the moment and that simplicity of abundance, harmony, whatever it is that you're wanting and intending in your life, it's all there for you. If you go over to KimmyRose.com, you can get more information on the show and also check out some of the events that are coming up. We've got a lot of really neat things that are just around the corner. Of course, we're going to have a little break in between the Christmas and New Year holiday, but we've got some great guests, great shows, and always lots to learn. I'm really excited today to welcome a very, very amazing healer. And when I say healer, musician, he's just so gifted. We have Daryl Brandt on our show, and I want to give you his website. It's harmonicsofhealing.com. Daryl started out as, and he still is a musician, and he's developed a series of musical, it's frequency that actually speaks to the body and heals the body in the moment. I wanna just introduce Daryl so he can share with us his story. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Kimmy. Well, thanks for the opportunity to be on once again.
I really appreciate it. I just feel like I Daryl, every I we, I had you on last week on a show I do, and there wasn't enough time. It just feel there's so much you have to teach and to share with people. I would love it if you could listen to if you could actually share with our listeners a little bit about you and how you got started and what you're doing now.
Certainly. Let's see. I just a little bit of my history, and then I'll go into actually how I developed the harmonics of healing, which basically is the harmonics or the frequency of the whole body, original matrix or the vibrational template that the body forms around in the uterus, and that matrix always stays in place. It's just, and the cells keep forming around it, but stress frequencies come in and disrupt, or the cells kind of get confused and they don't know what frequencies to follow because the stress frequencies will disturb or confuse. It'll confuse the cells of what to follow. And what I've done is figured out the frequency of the original matrix or the frequencies of the original matrix and put those down in CDs, and listening to those frequencies will clear out the unstable stress frequencies and return the original matrix to the body that is always there. And then the cells will once again follow the original matrix and return the system to a state of homeostasis or balance or health. So that's kind of in a nutshell of what I've done. And how I got started with it, I own three retail music stores for about 20 years, and I've been a professional musician my whole life. And before retail killed me, I closed those and decided I was just going to go off to massage school. You know, I had well over $1 million in inventory and all kinds of employees and all kinds of teachers, and it was driving me crazy. And so I finally just quit that. The stress was absolutely incredible. And I went off to massage school, where I was introduced to polarity therapy and cranial sacral therapy and orthobionomy and the human energy system and the modalities that were associated with that. And I found that I really, really had an amazing knack to work with the energy system. As being a musician, I was used to vibration and tuning instruments all the time in a music store. And so working energetically with people was just a real natural thing. I mean, I could just feel the vibrations almost as soon as I was told it was there. I could feel them and started working with them, possibly even before, as I was doing massage. So after I got out of massage school, I immediately went out to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and studied polarity therapy and became a registered polarity therapist. And after that, I enrolled in a three-year cranial course, a biodynamic cranial course with Franklin Sills in Boston, and studied all kinds of other modalities along the way. And all the while, I was thinking that, you know, I really wanted to merge sound with healing. You know, it just seemed natural to me. And as I said in the previous interview there, this voice kept going off telling me that someday I would actually be able to play the body. By play the body, I mean musically play the body with an instrument. And I didn't know how or why, and I'd pick up a musical instrument, a Western musical instrument, because I played just about every instrument out there, and I'd sit next to a client thinking, you know, I'm gonna play the person back to a state of health, and nothing would ever come, and it just didn't seem right. And what I found later was that Western instruments really got they aren't tuned to us. They aren't tuned to nature, and we are tuned to a different frequency. Western instruments are tuned to 440 hertz, or A equals 440 hertz. And that got established, I think, in the early 50s. But previous to that, there was a different frequency involved with it. And in the 1800s, they used to use music as a healing force. Music has the potential to heal the body. It's a very, very powerful, potent force for healing, but you need to have the right frequency for it, and A440 is not it. So I remember, you know, I'm a classical guitarist, was one of my main instruments, and I was playing all this beautiful music by Ravel and Debussy and Erik Satie, and I can remember playing and playing it and playing it and playing it over and over and over again, and it seemed like the music was like about 2 or 3 feet out in front of me. And I said, you know, that music is supposed to be inside my body. It's not supposed to be outside there. And sort of the difference is sort of like sitting in your house and a car drives by with its radio on and you listen to the radio, as opposed to having your own personal stereo on in your house. That's sort of an analogy to give you the difference between A440 music. We hear it, and to an extent we feel it, but if you tune the instruments to what we're tuned to, which is A432, it brings the music into the body. It's like it brings that car stereo into your house, and music once again becomes the healing force that it has the potential of being. See, when people used to get sick, they used to go to concerts, and they found that music, really expensive musical instruments that produced a lot of overtones, or harmonics rather, really had powerful healing forces, because harmonics address direct. There's a direct correlation between a harmonic and the subtle bodies. The astral body, the mental body, the spiritual bodies, past lives. See, and that's not true for like a piano or a Western instrument. They produce some harmonics, but if you tune the instrument to A432 instead of 440, the harmonics produced are going to relate directly to those bodies. See, and when they detuned the music, they took music out of being the healing force that it was, has the potential of being, and music has become an entertaining force. It's you know, you listen to it and you enjoy it, and there's some soothing aspects, relaxing aspects, which are healing, but it doesn't have the full potential that it has. And so after I went off to school, and this was constantly kind of flourishing in my head that I wanted to do this, when I came back to Buffalo, very few people wanted to talk to me because I was doing this really strange thing called energy work back in the early 90s. And everybody knew that, you know, it was demonic or it was satanic, and that I was going to be able to read their mind and tell exactly what their secrets were. And so nobody wanted to even talk to me or be close to me, except this one woman I met in A Course in Miracles. Her name was Joan Russell. She was quite a bit older than I was, and she would always ask me all these questions about my practice. And I was really getting paranoid about it because, you know, at that time they would throw you in jail if you said the wrong thing. You know, if you said that you could cure a disease or that you or anything like that, they'd throw you in jail. And so finally I asked her, you know, I said, Joan, why do you keep asking me all these questions? And she said, well, my husband Al was the head surgeon in Buffalo General Hospital for 15 years. He's deceased now, but he is also a captain in the Korean War and a surgeon there. And she said he would come home all the time on a regular basis, and he'd say, Joan, you know, drugs and surgery really don't work. We just don't know what to do. Now, this is the head surgeon at Buffalo General saying this.
Wow, wow.
When I heard that, Joan and I became really good friends, and she went on further to say that when I heard that you were doing this energy work stuff, I figured that you knew what her husband Al was referring to, you know, that you know what to do, even though he didn't. It seemed like this energy work was the way to go. And so we became really good friends, and she was quite ill, and I'd work on her a little bit. And then one day we were out walking in Niagara Falls, because I live about 20 minutes from Niagara Falls, and we'd go out walking, and the negative ions that would come up from the falls really helped her out a lot. And so I said, you know, Joan, if you die first, why don't you help me from the other side? And if I die first, I'll help you from the other side. And she agreed and thought that was a great idea. So I moved to Florida. I'm walking down on the beach in Florida, and all of a sudden one night I look up in the stars, and there's Joan's face smiling down at me, and I realized that she had transitioned. And I heard through the grapevine a little bit later that that was actually the case. And so I was back up here in Buffalo at a Starbucks on Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden all this pressure started coming on top of my head, and I started getting this information on harmonics. And by that time, I had read most of the books on sound healing and on music theory and just about everything that was out there on sound, the metaphysics of sound, the physics of sound. And the only thing I could find was like one or two paragraphs on harmonics, that harmonics were. I mean, I didn't know anything about harmonics, really, or the healing potential that harmonics had. But all of a sudden, all this information started literally being downloaded to me, and I commandeered like three tables in Starbucks, and I'm scribbling all this information down of how to get to different dimensions using harmonics and how the different harmonic notes related to the different body and different keys, how it was going to key itself into the body. And I'm scribbling all this down, and all of a sudden I look at it, and I say, Jesus, I mean, I don't know any of this stuff. I mean, this isn't me who's doing this. And now there's pressure on the top of my head, and I sit back and I look up and I say, who's doing this? So I realized that somebody had to be like channeling this to me or giving it to me, because it was like it was totally unknown to me. It's because normally, you know, when you write things, you just sort of rehash what you've already learned. And this was, I had never read this or learned this in any of my music studies or healing studies, and all of a sudden I hear Joan's voice go off. She was an older Italian grandmother with a very distinct voice. She said, well, it's me. And I said, Joan?
Oh,
and she
wow.
said, yeah, you're filling our bargain. Don't you remember? This is how we heal on this side. And I said, Joan? Because if you have a near-death experience, or if you read on near-death experiences, a lot of the people hear all kinds of glorious music when they have their experience, and what they're hearing are harmonics that are healing them up. See, because when you die, you usually die of an illness or trauma, and that has to be healed up when you go to the other side. So if you're going to move on, you can move on, and the trauma doesn't hold you back. Or if you ascribe to reincarnation, you have to heal that stuff up before you reincarnate. Otherwise, you would die right away because of that trauma. And so they heal you up when you get there with harmonics. And what she was doing was feeding this down to me and saying, here, now you can use that on your side of the veil, because it's very, very potent and powerful. As I don't think you've used my stuff, but I mean, I have people call me from all over the world, tell me, you know, that everything that the medical thing has done has failed them, and they just got these CDs for $20, and it's like it's fixing them up, and so they're really quite happy about it.
I will tell you, I have had two near-death experiences, and I have had an opportunity to listen to what you do, and I believe that I'm very, because of those near-death experiences, I'm very in tune, and it's absolute truth. It speaks to me, and I didn't get a chance to tell you this last time, but when I listened, a friend of ours, Wes Boatman, actually sent me, and Charles Glover, who actually, if anybody gets a chance, go over to telostv.com, had sent me some of your work. And I sat, turned my lights off, and I actually was able to tune in. And I went to the doctors for a test the next day. And this is the first time that everything was clear. So I do believe that there is a connection there, because I felt it in my body. I sent him a message. I go, this is such truth. This is absolute truth. It's the frequency. Like, I feel your intention, the intention when you're doing the work that you do, Daryl, it connects with people, because it's the truth. You know, it's the absolute, I keep saying absolute truth. It is the truth. And so I did get a chance to, I haven't had a chance to listen to a whole, you know, like the whole CD, but he did send something to me, and I sat and I experienced it. And I don't know if that makes any sense, if anybody's just listened to even a little bit of what you've done, but I'm here to say it does work. It does work, and I've saved it on my. Actually, I have it on my iPod, so it's wonderful, and I got to give everybody your website, harmonicsofhealing.com. If you want to go over, Daryl Brandt is our guest on the show. Daryl, does that make sense? Anything? I mean,
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Even listening to a little bit, especially if you're doing energy work the way you are, you will relate to it immediately. I mean, people relate to it whether they do energy work or not, but energy workers seem to really, you know, they're in their body a lot more than the average person, and they have a sensitivity to wellness, and they can relate to these things a lot better, to metaphysics. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Well, I can tell you what I saw was really, it was amazing, is I saw DNA, like that. I saw, like, because what happens to me is I'll start experiencing things, and in my DNA, it was very. It was like 12. Like, I just saw, and you know, coiled and wrapped, and it was just, here's a clear strand. It's just open like a tube, and it was just the imprints of stress on it, and I just saw them falling away. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just falling away.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what happens, exactly.
Oh, exactly. Good. Thank you.
You use better words than I said.
Well, that, I mean,
I have to remember those.
It was really that, I mean, I was explaining that to a friend today, and I'm going, this is what I saw. And I gave your website out to a few friends, because I'm like, you've got to check out Daryl's work. It really works. And I really believe that because of that, it was just instantaneous. And so I think that even your voice and the intention of where you come from it's strong. It's really strong. So, and I'm here to say 100%, I really, really, I support what you do. And I'm curious, because you're talking about the music and how it's changed, I had heard, like, way back, I don't know if it's the 1920s, that they actually changed the music scales to kind of throw people off a little bit. Do you think that's a big money maker by the government, or by, you know, could be private agencies, so that more people are sick?
The pharmaceutical company's bottom line is not supported by a healthy population. So, I mean, I think, you know, the powers that be seem to need to, they think that they need to control the population. They used to do that with wars, and now the wars don't kill as many people as they used to, at least in the United States. So they have to figure out other ways. You know, as you take a look at the Civil War, they used to wipe out 10,000 guys on each side a day. I mean, now look at the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, they kill maybe a dozen a month or so. See, so war isn't population control. See, because if you don't get sick, you would go on living for a very, very long time. So they have to figure out how to get sick. And then the medicine that we have is very ineffective. If not, it makes you sicker. I mean, that's what all the side effects are. You know, if you have liver disease and you take a medicine that, you know, maybe fixes your liver a little bit but gives you kidney problems, you're not ahead. you've taken maybe a step back. And so it's in food, and you look at the food is toxic. It's almost like a conspiracy that when you look at it, because it's so stacked against us for health and well-being. And a lot of what the alternative therapies are based more on health and well-being rather than having a focus on disease management. And disease management by itself talks about that, you know, everybody's going to get a disease. And it's been kind of standard operating procedure. I've noticed that just about everybody is really sick because the food is toxic.
You know, that's a question I have about the toxins and the imprints, the things that are embedded. Is it possible, let's say somebody doesn't want to become a vegetarian, or they, you know, want to have, you know, ever so often they say they want to have pop, or they want to, have, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think what some Jolly Rancher or whatever it is. Is it possible to work with your vibration to, like, where, or should it just be, we should just wipe all that out of our diet?
I think using the vibrations can heal all that up. Because remember, even if you take some toxic food in, it's just going to be a vibration involved with it. And a lot of times it's an emotional issue or an emotional blockage that's the problem with the food. If you clear out the emotional blocks, which is what the CDs do, the CDs work with the light bodies and purify the light bodies, a couple things will happen. One, you'll be able to tolerate the food better because there won't be the emotional blocks to hold it in place or to get stuck on. And then also what will happen is gradually you will lose your taste for non-healthy foods. and you'll eat it, and just it kind of you say, oh, geez, this doesn't taste good at all anymore, because that type of food or lower quality food is actually sort of an addiction. And what these CDs do is, like, it will clear out the addictive process. It will clear out the addictive frequencies that keep you chained to the addictive process, whether it be alcohol, cigarettes, bad food, whatever, sex. All of that stuff is an addiction. You're like searching externally for a frequency that you don't have internally, and that can be taken up as food that you're trying to fill some frequency up, or cigarettes, or alcohol. And if you can find the frequencies, then you can clear those addictive processes up literally within seconds. It's that simple. You know, I came from a really addictive household and struggled with addictions my whole life. And one of the reasons of doing this, this whole thing, I realized that those addictions were a frequency. You know, I had the sensitivity to say, to tell in my body, it was like I was searching for something, whether it was alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or food or coffee or sugar or sex or whatever. It was just a frequency that I was searching for. And I was substituting a behavior or a substance for that frequency. And so when I got this whole system started working with it, I found the right frequencies that I was missing, played it, literally within 10 seconds of listening to the frequency, my body unwound, and the addiction just disappeared. It was that simple. And
wow.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that's been a lifelong issue for me. I've been an Alcoholics Anonymous for I think 25 years now or so, because I was a daily alcoholic, basically. It's kind of a rough life, but also, you know, you need to, at least I think I, for myself, I needed to really go deep down into the depths of despair and the darkness to be able to rebound up to the heights that I've gotten to. And I'm sort of like the figure Mercury, the god Mercury. Mercury could go way up high and talk to the gods, and then he could go way down low into Hades and tell the people in Hades what the gods said. Well, me and I was an alcoholic and a drug addict for so long, I've got the rap down, I've got the vibe down, and I know what it feels like to be there, and I can go up and hear what the gods say, you know, how do you get up to Olympus, or how do you get out of Hades and then go down into Hades and tell the people that are still stuck down there, are saying, here, this is what the gods said, this is what they did to get out of there, and this is what you can do to get out of there. And one of the things is to listen to these CDs that I've made. See, they will transport you to the unified field, which we talked about Thursday night. That's the field that's at the foundation of objective and subjective reality. These CDs actually use the frequencies that unified field is made of, and it will transport you to that field of unbounded potentiality, of unlimited creativity and intelligence, and it will raise you up. It will raise your vibration up so that you actually live in a more light dimension. You live where there's more abundance. You live where there's health and well-being rather than in an addictive illness or disease state. See, that's the ultimate of these CDs. It will literally raise your vibration or your frequency so that you end up living in a higher dimensional state. It will still look like the earth, but there's a difference. It's like the masters talk about waking up, and 'cause that's what the process is. It's like after you listen to a CD, it's all of a sudden you wake up and everything looks different. it'll look like you're in a much lighter place. The brain will, the mind will assimilate it really rapidly. But what happens is that it you pop up into a higher dimension where there's more light in that dimension, and you realize it immediately. But then the mind will acclimate to that dimension. But you're actually living where there's more light. And if you talk to someone who's an alcoholic, like when I was dealing with alcoholism, I'd always notice it was like the sun never shone. It was, even on a bright sunny day, it was really dreary and drab and dark. Because, see, alcoholism and drug addiction really lower your frequency down into darker and darker realms, as opposed to spiritual practices raise you up into more light realms. See, a human can wow. change dimensions like that. And as you get more into higher vibrations, illness and disease don't exist, because illness and disease, it's really a shadow. It's a darkness. It's a fear that you're holding. And those things can't exist when you get to higher dimensions. And the harmonics that I use actually clear the fear, and you just raise up into a higher dimension, and you find yourself living in a higher state where things like addiction and alcoholism and drug addiction, they just don't exist. And poor quality foods just, I mean, you know, I still see McDonald's those places, but you know, it's not an interest of me to go there. It's like I just have no interest in doing it. And if I do, I mean, at one time I used to, and the habit would bring me in there, and I would eat, and I'd say, "Oh God, what am I eating this stuff for? It's really horrendous." And I would find myself gravitating more towards fruit. It'd be like I would be really satisfied with just some pineapple or a cantaloupe, because my vibration is much subtler, and so I can deal with lighter food. Really works a lot better for me. The denser foods that you find in like meats and really most of the meat out there, the way the animals are killed, has a lot of fear, because the animals know they're going to be killed. I mean, they're all standing in line, and you know, the guy in front of them gets killed, and they know that they're next, and so there's all kinds of fear. Hormones get released, and when they get killed, all that fear gets locked into the tissue. And then when you eat that, you're just eating all that fear. You're eating the animal's fear. Whereas if you're eating fruit, which falls from the vine, there is no fear like that. See, and that's the density. Fear is what makes you dense. Fear is what keeps you in the lower dimensions or the darkness, as opposed to foods that don't have the fear, and that will actually allow you to live in a higher vibratory state.
When you're talking, when Daryl Brand, if anybody is just tuning in, and I'm going to, you know, Daryl, because I think everything we're talking about is so important. I'm not going to even take any breaks or run any commercials. I really want to just talk down to the very last minute with you about the importance of this. So if that's okay with you, I just want to keep going.
Sure.
So you talk about harmonics, and when you get to that space that there is no disease let's say somebody is sitting and I have a perfect example. A good friend of mine, you know, his partner just passed away, and for many years was an alcoholic, and actually was able to keep going. And soon as he stopped drinking, he got cancer and got really sick and passed. Is there something about that? Like, I wondered if maybe the numbing was keeping him going and he had it, you know, I've been curious about that or how that works, because it was like he kept going and he was fine. And then as soon as he decided to quit, I don't know if his body went into shock, or would it could it have been different if he would have taken another another process? Or I'm just wondering what might have happened.
Yeah, that's speculation that I don't really know. I didn't know the individual, but yeah, the body will go into shock when you stop any addiction, whether it be cigarettes, alcohol, sex, and you need to usually gradually stop it and also do a detox, a significant detox. It's one of the big problems of stopping addictions too quickly, especially if you're a real severe addict. So let's go back to a little bit more of the story here. It gets even more interesting from there. After I got all these harmonics, I realized I tried all these different instruments that I had, and none of them would generate the harmonics to the level that I was starting to hear or realize that I needed to be able to play the knee or play the right eye or the left ear or the elbow or all the different body parts that I was realizing that I could play with this, and that Joan was sort of telling me it had the potential to do. And so I figured I needed a harmonic generator. I knew that they were out there, but I never came across them because I always dealt with Western musical instruments. And so I found one on the internet. It's called a Lamdoma keyboard. It was developed by Pythagoras originally, or Pythagoras conceived of it. And then Barbara Hero actually channeled it from Pythagoras and made it physical so you could actually buy a Lamdoma keyboard. And I found it on the internet, and it was like $2,000. And I looked at it and I said, you know, this is exactly what I need. I know it is. The only problem, I didn't have the $2,000, and this was in January, and I said, you know, geez, before I send $2,000 over the internet to somebody, I want to be able to put my hands on this thing to make sure it's not a toy or that it's going to work. And so I sent her an email, and she said she still had them and that, you know, I could come up over the weekend and try it. And so this was like, you know, middle of the week or so, and I was sitting here playing with a synthesizer, trying to figure out different harmonics with a synthesizer, and I start thinking that, you know, geez, you know, I don't have the $2,000. This is like January. Do I really want to drive from Buffalo, which is in Western New York, all the way into Maine, which is where she lived, in the middle of January? And it's like, you know, I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy. And so I send her an email saying that I was going to wait until the spring to get it. And so I'm laying in my room playing the synthesizer, and all of a sudden this portal opens up in the sky or in the around the ceiling of the room, and I see the swirling going on, and all of a sudden this voice comes in and it goes, "Daryl, get the keyboard and get it now."
And you did?
Wow. I got it. So that was one of the clues I had that there was a real major spiritual hierarchy that wanted to get this harmonic work to this plane, and I was the guy that was going to do it. They decided that I was going to do it. So I went off, I got the keyboard, and just to sort of complete that aspect of the story, I started playing with it, and I would actually play people. I had a big practice at the time, and I would actually go around playing people. I would hook them up to the keyboard, and it was like I could tune into them musically and find what notes they needed with the Lamdoma keyboard. And so I was doing this in the Southern Tier. I had a practice down there and living up here in Buffalo. And one night I was driving back, and I said, you know, I'm still in contact with Joan, the woman that channeled this to me. And I said, you know, Joan, with all due respect, I mean, you were like my student when you were on Earth. And she had, like, played clarinet in elementary school. And here I'm a classically trained musician. I've been in music my whole life. And I didn't know any of this stuff. By this time, I had all kinds of healing. I studied all kinds of healing modalities. And I'd read metaphysics for decades. And I was really immersed in this stuff, and I had no clue about this stuff. And I said, Joan, you know, you couldn't possibly have learned all this stuff in just a couple years that you would have died, because this is such advanced stuff. And I said, who's really doing this? And I look up, and there's Joan smiling down at me, and then her husband, Al, the doctor, is like above her. And then Dr. Stone, who developed polarity therapy, was like above her. And Dr. Sutherland, who did cranial work, was above him. And then there were a whole bunch of people that I didn't know going all the way back to Pythagoras. And it was like being channeled from dimension to dimension to dimension to dimension to dimension until it got to Joan, who channeled it down to me. And I said, oh, now I got it.
I love it. It's there, but it's when you are actually doing your healing work, that is, you're operating in that space at all times. I can hear in your voice that it's just there, that direct connection. It's there. And Do you feel that is there something that right during this time period, maybe that there's more of an opening to that, planetary way?
Yes. The sun is coming into a brighter dimension. If you look at what's called the great year of the yugas, we've sort of come around out of the dark ages, and we're starting to move up back into the golden age. And so we're going to see all kinds of stuff like this develop as we get into more of our subtle aspects or our light aspects. We'll understand ourselves as being light beings. You know, I've been into breatharianism for quite a while now, and when I first started getting into it, there was virtually nobody on the internet. I mean, there was one guy that said, you know, if you want to live a long time, don't eat much. And he didn't say how to go about not eating much, but he said just don't eat much. And now if you go on and just type in breatharianism, there's all kinds of people on the internet talking about being breatharians and how they got there and how they can live without eating food. See, because we're becoming much subtler. As I mentioned in the last interview at the very end, if you heard that, I said, you know, if you believe that you're a light being, then nurture yourself with light. And my belief is that we're really all breatharians. It's just some people eat. Because, there's no energy in the food. The food is dead. So it's like, how can there be any energy in the food? It's dead. Dead is dead. And so you have to look at people are still alive, so they have to be getting their energy from some other place. And that is that we synthesize all of our energy from light through the pineal gland, which synthesizes all of the chemical compounds that we need, as well as it brings in the energy into the body. It infuses into the cerebral spinal fluid, which spreads out through the body and energizes the body. See, when you eat food, you get tired a lot of times, because what happens, the body, the food absorbs that prana or that life force energy that's going through us, and we use that to transform the dead matter that we put into our mouth into substances that the body can excrete. See, and that robs the energy that we've got, basically.
That makes so much sense. I mean, I want to remind everyone that, you know, to go to, because your website, harmonicsofhealing.com, they want to order CDs, and Daryl Brandt, I've got a question about that. You're talking about that. I am people tease me because I'm 5'3", I'm 114 pounds. I've had five children, and I have a lot of energy, and I just eat. I mean, if I want to eat something, I mean, I do eat, but I don't. Put it this way, I like to eat. I do, but I don't. The way I burn or the way my body processes it, I think it has everything to do with breath work, with I don't know if that makes sense, but and I love, I like to eat tomatoes and, you know, things like that come off the vine. And I don't always, I'm not one to always cook them. I just like to eat it and be eating. Usually I eat throughout the day, you know, people always ask me, how do you stay thin? And I really think it has a lot to do with the way I process energy. And I'm wondering if, you know, if that really makes a difference, if our thoughts and our vibration can really help us with even staying light in our body.
Sure. Yeah. See, if the body desperately tries to get rid of the dead food matter that we put in our mouth, and when you're eating three meals a day, what happens, it can't get rid of it fast enough, and so it just turns it into fat. And that's why people get fat, basically. And when you really cut down on it, the body will start to kick that stuff off. You see, you don't really get energy from food. If you got energy from food, then the more food you eat, the more energy you would have. But that's not true at all. The more food you eat, usually the less energy you have. See, because the food actually steals the energy that we get directly from light. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. No, that makes perfect sense to me, because that's the, I do something every day. It's called crystalline consciousness technique, and I set intentions and just make that connection to that frequency. And I'd love for you to look that up sometime, crystalline consciousness technique. And, because I believe that it resonates exactly with what you do. It's a wonderful tool. I mean, and I say it's part of, it's who I am. It's that light being, a light being, Daryl, and the work that you do. This is so important. If anybody is out there listening and they're, you know, everyone is, it's about waking up. I really believe that we're all waking up. We're all going through a shift of awareness. And I have to say, we've got some people that, I know we only have about 6 minutes left, but I've got some questions from some listeners. And someone that is part of BBS Radio at asking a question, he said, besides wanting to hear the music, he wonders if you have any opinion on digital versus analog versions of your music. Or if there's a difference at all?
I don't know. I can let you hear. I just have one. I have actually the spiral energy currents, the polarity currents I just did today. Which I was just listening to before we started talking. I can put that on and you can actually hear that, I think, through the headphones.
Absolutely. And if anybody's just tuning in, we have Daryl Brandt on with us, harmonicshealing.com.
Is that coming through?
Yes, it is. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, you see, they're,
wow,
they're all just tones. See, because the body organizes around a specific tone. The different body part will organize around a specific tone. And so I'll play the same tone or produce the same tone for 10, 15 minutes, sometimes longer, so that the body can absorb that frequency and clear out, melt away, as you put out, the stress. And that's what it does. There's no real melodies involved with the music. It's not entertaining music at all, but it's very relaxing music. I know I put it on, and usually by the time I finish that little spiel that I do in the beginning, I'm kind of conked out, and the next thing I know, the CD is over, and it's like, you know, 2 hours or an hour and a half down the line, and I'm waking up, and I'm really at peace, and I've had the deepest rest that I've ever had, because you see, harmonics are the address and the portal to the multidimensional universe. And so, being I use the harmonics of the unified field, your consciousness aligns with the unified field, which that's like the state of samadhi. It's really a high meditation state that usually takes many, many years of regular meditation to actually get to that level. And now you can just put on a CD and listen to it, and the harmonics will transport you to that unified field, because harmonics are the address and the portal to the multidimensional universe. We don't have that concept, but that's actually what happens. It's, everything out there has a specific address. So, for instance, I figured out the address for the wrist, the right wrist. And when you play that harmonic, you will be brought into the right wrist, and you will be held at the right wrist so that the consciousness, your consciousness, can clear out the stress that's in the right wrist, or the elbow, or the knee, or the eye, or the ear, or the spleen, or the liver, or whatever, the frontal lobe or of the brain, or whatever. It will clear that stress pattern that has accumulated there, which is actually what is the illness and disease process. It will clear that out, or will melt that stress away and leave you with the original matrix vibration. See, as long as you keep listening to that, you will be teleported to that address of the harmonic. So in this case, it'll be like the unified field, or your wrist, or whatever.
Wow. Yeah. I can feel it. It's just, to me, I feel stillness. Like, it's an absolute, it's a feeling of stillness. Daryl, we're going to have to sign off in a minute. Can you share with everyone where they can see you, how they get your CDs, and anything else that's going on right now?
Yeah, you have to call or email me directly. I'd like to do things in person for selling the CDs. That you can email me at dbrand1@gmail.com or from the website, or you can call me at 716-909-9616. I'm going to be on the West Coast in January speaking, and we'll have to plan a time that I'll come into your store and I can do like an in-depth talk for some of your customers or
I
friends.
I would love that.
Yeah, that
definitely
would be nice.
That would be nice. A pleasure to meet you in person also. I feel like I know you. I do know you. So it's just, it's a connection. So, if anybody last, we have about a minute left. Carolyn wants to know if she wanted to get a healing CD, would it be she would call you and you would do it individually for her, or do you have, like, is it something she's wanting to, she wants to stop an addiction?
Yeah, she can call me and we can talk about what's going on with it, and then I'll recommend what I would recommend for her to get, the CDs to get, and she could just buy them directly and then play them at her leisure. A lot of times you can play these things when you sleep, so it's like the ultimate therapy. You don't even have to be awake it's phenomenal.
That.
Yeah, no,
I love is how strong you are in that intention, and you know, in where your heart comes with the work that you do. And I really, really appreciate it. I do. I appreciate everything about you and where you're coming from. And I know that your work is it's important. It's really important. And interviews this. Show, this is what it's about. It's about truth. It's about sharing that truth. And I want to invite everyone over to a new network. It's telostv.com, wonderful network of healers. Daryl Brandt, harmonicsofhealing.com. Thank you, Daryl. Bless you. I cannot thank you enough for sharing in your time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Until next week, we want to thank you for joining us at Interviews Peace.